Welcome to Off Dens, Dogs in the Den, your weekly insight into the fastest sport on four legs. And I'm here with JC, and we're feeling good this week, aren't we? Last week was a good week.
Hard not to feel good. Thursday set back on the right track, and Troy Little with an absolute masterclass.
Shot the lights out at
the Meadows for the big Australian Cup and Fan of Bell races last Saturday.
We had a very tough day on the punt on the horse racing, as some of you would have known. We didn't back a winner in the horse racing pot that we did with Ladbrokes.
RI found himself in another Twitter stoush.
Yeah, but I've been defending the family this
week. The fortress.
There's no go in that. I've tapped out of it. Sometimes it's got to be done though. And it was a pretty somber feeling going into the dog pot, and then we just went bang, 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 bang. I think it was three winners a row to get us going. We're all up and about, which is what we're about really. Like, we don't think we're the best punters in the game. We just think we're slightly above average. And if you're a pretty average punter, we can help you a bit.
If you're a great
punter, you can teach us and tip to us and hopefully find us entertaining. So,
yeah. Speak for yourself. I'm the greatest to ever touch a form guide.
Away you go.
Now let's get into this week's show.
Before YouTube shut us down. All right, so we are going to go back and look at this last week. And, of course, it all revolved around the Saturday night meeting at the Meadows. And we're going to talk about the Rookie Rebel, the Fan of Bale, and the Australian Cup. Let's kick off with the last stages of the Rookie Rebel. JC, Ethno Volume out in front. It was all over.
Yeah, well, a few of the likely leaders in this race didn't begin and they jammed up, and Ethno Volume found the front, and from there, he was never going to get run down. You see Raider's Guide there trying to defend his crown of the Rookie Rebel, and he ran home really strongly for second. But as mentioned, Ethno Volume, once he finds the arm, he is pretty much impossible to run down over the 600 metres.
Yeah, all right, let's move on to the Fan to Bale. For the stayers, obviously, we were on Unreal Speed in the pot. And it took a while to get to leave, but once it got there, away it went.
Yeah, well, the yellow rug there, Groove Bird, she led the race up, and Unreal Speed got to a really, really good spot in second position. He looked the winner a long way from home. He found the front down the back straight, and I thought it was pretty tough there. He held off two really dour dogs, Pass Mark and Irish Millie, both run out of their skin at big prices. And yeah, he probably peaked on his run late. Just had to do a lot of work there mid-race to find the front. So he's a chaser that, as long as he can stay injury-free, which has been his biggest problem throughout his career, he's pretty much going to be very competitive in any staying race across Australia. And a bit of a mention there for the New South Wales dog. Troy was pretty hot on its run, late night news. He's a very young stayer, only 2 years and 1 month of age. He's raced in Queensland and Victoria now. He's getting more seasoned, and once he gets back to New South Wales, I look forward to him just going straight through the grades there and pretty much winning any feature race in New South Wales over the next 12 months.
Very good. Let's move on to the big one, the Australian Cup. And this was an Australian Cup for the ages. Last year's winner, Tim Zhu, came hard at our girl, Mapunga Tully. I'll let you talk about the finish, JC, because it was an outstanding finish and a big moment in our night.
Oh, for a very long time in this race, I thought, well, toast. But Mapunga Tully just fights off the canvas, lifts herself, somehow fends off Tim Zhu. We've seen him over the past month get a lot further back than where he got to in that race and storm over the top of him. But Mapunga Tully, I wouldn't say known for her strength at the back end of 500 metres. Normally she's a straight out in front, make your own luck type of bitch. But she was brilliant there. That was clearly, for me, the best run of her entire career. Just fending off a dog like Tim Zhu for that last 100 metres, he really eyeballed her there. So that was a good win. Team Britain had a great night winning two of the three group ones. And she ran 29.66, which is a really fast run, and pretty much shows why Tim Zhu couldn't catch her in the end of that race.
Yeah, and big 3 weeks for her, because Troy found her for us. $4.60 she was in one of the heats.
Yes.
Blitz that, blitz the semi, then comes out and holds on to win the Australian Cup. So, yeah, huge, huge rise for her, wasn't it?
Yeah, she's absolutely flying. She's obviously got her paw on the till, and when those bitches get in the zone, I shouldn't have used that word. Apparently it doesn't help with our YouTube algorithm. But when they get in the zone, they're really, really hard to hold out. So hopefully she's got a few more Group 1 wins left in her.
And it was a crucial moment in our night. We just got the photo. A 3,000 or 4,000 difference. You know, we had 8,000 in the pot or something like that. If it doesn't win, we probably break square or win a little bit. But it did win, so we, you know, return a reasonable dividend to everyone. It was, you know, it made the night really just... That's the punt, isn't it? You just got to get those tiny little photos.
Yes.
You're an inch from being a genius.
One way or the other. But, it was a great night. Troy shot the lights out at the Meadows, as you'll see on your screen.
Yeah,
he's gone 5 from 7. Nice price winner in the first race. And obviously that the two of the three feature races that we bet into, or we only bet into two of them, and he got the result in both of them. And a lot of those dogs started shorter than the price you see there. So he's definitely on the money all night. And I guess my tip's out wide. They both run second at, you know, $5, $6, $7. If one of those happen to lob, then we pretty much double the investment. So considering the way we're sort of staking, we're sort of evening things out, it's very hard to obviously turn, you know, 10 into 50 the way we're staking, you need them to go absolutely lights out and win every bet. But I think we've gone pretty much as good as we could go, considering the pot and how hard the races were on Saturday night.
Yeah, we put the queue in the rack now for a few weeks, or a couple of months, really. We next one we'll do would be for Golden Easter Egg.
Yes.
I think it's April 11, something like that, April 12 maybe, a Saturday night. So that'll be the next time we do a pot, but Troy will come back in and help us again. You know, a bit more season on New South Wales. Troy will find some bets for us, whatever the meeting is down in Victoria.
Yes.
And we'll do it again. I'm sure that everyone...
All pressure will be on me for the next one. So I have to get the punters off to a great start like Troy did there and hopefully make it 2 from 3 winning pots to start off the season.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. A little bit more news. Been a pretty quiet week in greyhound racing. First thing, Val Policella, our girl, named New South Wales Greyhound of the Year. You look at her early 2024 and she was on fire, so it makes sense. She had a bad fall at Albion Park last week, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. She tumbled there on the first corner. One of the dogs just ran her off, unfortunately, and didn't look all that good. Haven't seen any reports or whatnot come out on social media or any of the news platforms out there. But the Stewards report did say that she's been stood down for 90 days. So 90 days. Yeah. So I think it's safe to say that was probably the last time we saw her.
Yeah. I mean, they were talking about retiring anyway.
Yes.
They've got a reminder of how, you know, close these dogs go to getting hurt sometimes. And I think they'll probably just be like, hey, let's pull up stumps now. I'd be very surprised if they race on with her.
Yeah, a bit of a turbulent week for her. She's obviously won that award there and then she's fallen over and then she's been nominated for another award in her home state, which we'll definitely touch base on later. But she's been a brilliant chaser for Sandro and Tony up there. Yeah. So
and they're very good to us too, letting us follow her around during the Queensland Cup.
Love the music that was playing in that video.
Yeah, I randomly found that.
Yeah, it was great music. Anyway, it was a good trip. I actually enjoyed it.
I'm just trying to think how I found it. I think I put in like, because it's Val Policella's obviously Italian wine, I put in like greatest Italian songs ever.
Yeah.
And that, I can't even remember what it is. But
it was great. It was great footage and it was thanks to us, Andrew and Tony, for giving us all that behind the scenes footage.
All right, let's move on. And we're going to talk about her again because the Queensland Greyhounds of the Year were named. And who have we got? We've got All Natural, Jay's brother. We've got Autumn Storm and Val Policella. I was having a look at the roll calls, really, for these dogs. I reckon Val Policella will win it again.
I think she'll be a very short price favourite to take this one out. Obviously, if she pipped out Paddle a King for the New South Wales one, she'll be very hard to beat in the Queensland one. All Natural had a phenomenal year, and Autumn Storm, towards the back end of the year, she was absolutely flying, and she's going very well right now. She runs second in a feature race at Grafton over the 660, and she looks like potentially being similar to Val Policella, getting up to the 700 metres in time and not being the same strong run home type of dog, but a different style of dog on the bunny, make your own luck. And she potentially could be winning the 2025 Greyhound of the Year, Autumn Storm. You never know. So I think Val Policella takes that one out, all right?
Very good. Let's more news up in Queensland. Play Dirty. 12 in a row, going for 13 in a row this afternoon, tonight, you said.
Yes, well named, this dog. Since he's gone up to Rockhampton for Dallas Beckett, he's won, obviously, as you said, 12 straight races. Short price favourite tonight to make it 13 straight races. And I think it might be a question for our great mate out there, Roughhounds. I want to know how many, what's the record for successive wins in Australian greyhound racing? Because I'm tipping he wouldn't be too far away, Play Dirty. We saw Mark Shawcan up there at Rockhampton, I think, get to about 15 or 16 straight wins. So Play Dirty, given he stays in that similar grade, he's got to go around short price favourite for most weeks. And fingers crossed he stays injury free. It's going to be very hard to beat and he could potentially break a record.
Not much going on in terms of feature races over the weekend, but we do have the Richmond at Derby and the Oaks. Obviously the Derby for the boys and the Oaks for the girls. Let's bring it up. We're at the final stage. We've had the heats. Just tell us about what you made of both these races. First up, the Derby, JC.
Yeah, well, Zipping Chaplin, absolutely flying, deserving favourite. Both Bowers ace there. Bit of a perennial place getter, but later in his career, he's somehow decided to want to chase a little bit better. So it's good to see him there, and he's got to be hard enough to hold out from a podium perspective. Furnace is a dog that we've been covering in Chief Lightning. We saw him run second to Good Odds Cobber in that Bull Eye Cup. So there's very good.
Good Odds Cobber missed out on this final too.
He did. Yeah. He did, as you mentioned earlier. Yeah, it's a very good race. It's a deep race. I think the market's pretty much spot on. I think both Bowers ace should finish second or third and probably be a bit of a fight out between Chief Lightning, who's absolutely flying, and Zipping Chaplin for the top podium position.
Yeah, of course, it's on Friday night. Let's go and have a look at the Oaks now.
Yeah, Sudi Keeping, absolutely flying. Laura Keeping, absolutely flying. Shane Stiff and Charmaine Roberts very well represented there with the two favourites in that race, and Speedy Pie there has been going really well of late. So it's a very deep race once again. Tulsi Banner there at $6.50. We saw her, we mentioned her a couple of weeks ago on this show. She broke the track record over the 401 metres, stepping up to the 520 is obviously suitable. And $6.50 seems a fair enough price in that market. I think she'll start a little bit shorter. If she gets close enough, she's certainly good enough to win a race of this nature.
Very good. It's time for the Thursday set.
Yeah, we got back on a winning note last week, albeit short prices. There were a few people with pitchforks out there. I can't really do much. The markets aren't out. Obviously,
You just keep doing your best, brother.
I've got some idea of what's going to be favourite.
All we can do is our best.
Yes,
if that's
correct.
Not good enough for some people, that's okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Felt like that was directed somewhere. A bit of energy directed towards someone.
Everything's fantastic. Yeah.
Everyone's pumped.
Yep.
Uncle Mao's having a pretty poor lunch by the sounds of it. He's been complaining. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Ipswich race 3, number 8, Cardiff Row is going to kick off in the middle of the day. I think this race will be around 1 o'clock, so don't miss that one. Punners has
take
placed...
Take the day off work.
Yeah, take the day off work and just lob on this maxi. Has placed in 4 of her 5 starts today, all over the 431 metres. I think dropping back to 288 is going to be perfect, as well as drawing box 8. If you go watch her replay, she does like to shift off the track. So I think box 8 is a massive tick. Race 2 at Albion Park, number 2, Zipping Marcel, won her first 2 starts, and then she was very unlucky in the Vince Curry Memorial Final. She drew box 8 and just never got into the race. Has since run 3rd behind a dog by the name of Chatterbug, who's absolutely flying at Albion Park. Thinks she's got to get a lovely cart behind the speed and prove strongest late. And Hobart, race 7, number 8, Kanya Cyan, makes her Tasmanian debut. It's her first start for 2025. This is arguably one of the worst races I reckon I've ever seen in my life down there in Hobart, unfortunately. So if she can't win this race, I think she's got troubles moving forward, Kanya Cyan. So those are my 3 for Thursday.
Unreal. Thank you very much. All right. Short, sharp show today. We're good to go. So we might see you for the Saturday set tomorrow. And if we don't, we'll see you next week for another episode of Dogs in the Den.
Too easy.
Up the den. See you soon. Thank you.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.